and welcome to another Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up special. The team loves a prank, but no one loves a prank more than the original prankster, one Brendan Favola.
On Monday, you revealed something boxy to us, that you watched a certain show called Outlander.
Yes.
And you fell in love with a good mate of ours, James Fraser. And this is what you said on Monday.
He's this incredible kilt-wearing Scottish warrior. He takes his top off a lot. He looks great. he's chivalrous. He defends his woman. He's just everything I love in a man. I've watched every YouTube video that this actor's done. I've watched the highlight reels. I'm watching blooper reels. I've watched every interview he's done.
Blooper reels?
Yeah, wow. I've watched all the videos. I'm obsessed with Jamie Fraser from Outlander.
Yeah, you are. And I think every male and female in all of Melbourne either downloaded that or Googled him on Monday.
Yeah.
But we've moved heaven and earth. Our wonderful producers
have managed
to do something that I thought would be impossible to do. But because Leon, Tim and Case are the best in the business.
They work so hard behind the scenes.
They do work hard behind the scenes. And we've managed to get this for you, Boxy.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone.
Hello, Fifi. It's Sam Hewn here, or you might know me as Jamie from Outlander. I'm currently in my trailer on set in Bannockburn in a very cold Scotland on season 4 of your favourite show. I've been told you're a fan of my character. I'm very, very flattered. Hopefully I can get out to Australia to see you. Thanks again for watching the show, and maybe see you soon.
You're welcome.
Was that really him?
You're welcome.
No, tell me. Was it just an impersonator?
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
See, we do something nice.
Hang on. Really, was that him? I don't believe that.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you believe that we could do something nice?
I'm really great. I'm shocked. I'm a bit thrown. That was amazing. Can I hear it again?
Absolutely.
Of course you can.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone.
Hello, Fifi. It's Sam Hewn here, or you might know me as Jamie from Outlander.
She's got that nervous giggle.
I'm currently in my trailer on set
it's
in Bannockburn in a very cold
Scotland
on season 4 of your favourite
show.
I've been told you're a fan of my character. I'm very, very flattered.
Jamie.
Hopefully I can get out to Australia to see you. Thanks again for watching the show, and maybe see you soon.
Well, as soon as it happened, I went out to Leon. I go, dude, see if we can get. He goes, mate, I've already emailed his agent, and they did it within 2 days?
48 hours. Great
48
work.
48 hours.
Oh, my
Excellent
heart
work.
Is going a million miles an hour. Did he do a little video? Can I see him do it?
I think, is there a video? Or was
videos.
It down the line?
It was just
it was
audio.
Down the line. Down the line.
Oh,
he was
annoying.
On set, mate.
I know. That was Sam.
Is there a video? Never happy. Never happy.
Nothing's
he
enough.
Said my name.
Yeah.
Can I please get that again?
You can have it on your
phone. Hey,
that could be your ringtone. You can have that as your ringtone when Damien calls.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm in a relationship.
Is there a thank you or?
No, I said thank you. That's incredible.
Possible.
I'm so touched.
Possible reason anyway, there is a possible reason there's no video.
But I love
Why?
How you're so
is
excited.
What is the reason?
But it's actually
Why?
Leon's boyfriend, Ian.
Leon's Scottish boyfriend, Ian.
Got him! Yes! Go on! I love this job so much. So much. Bad luck, Boxy. We tried, but we got
pretty hard to get.
We got a Scott.
That's really disappointing.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Now, guys, it was April Fool's yesterday, but I like to prank a lot. I like to prank you guys.
You're the original prankster.
Yeah, I just find it fun. Not so fun when it happens to me. But I was at home, and one person that does know me probably better than anyone else, and including myself, is Schnooksy Alex, my ex-wife, now fiancé. I saw this thing online yesterday, Boxy, and if you set into your iPhone on the microphone, --, it turns your phone off.
Ooh.
And you say, ha-ha, it's deleted everything on your phone. Then you wait for a blow-up.
And does it delete everything on your phone?
Yeah, your phone turns off, but then it comes back on.
Oh, so it doesn't delete everything.
It doesn't delete everything.
Oh, so it's a bit of a prank.
It's a prank.
Got it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Prank.
April Fool's Day.
I think that's what I said. A prank? Did I say a prank?
Correct, you did.
Yeah. Anyway, I did it to Alex. I'm like, give me your phone. Anyway, I tried my hardest, and I had it on record, but I had my phone upside down, so you couldn't actually see that it was on.
Recording.
Just because she knows if I've got my phone, she knows that something's going down.
Okay.
Anyway, this is the recording.
I want to show you something.
I want you to tell me first. Don't touch you.
I want to show you something.
No. Tell me where it is.
I'll show you.
No.
Oh, God.
Tell me.
Just pass me your phone. You can hold it.
Show me on your phone.
You can hold it.
Show me on your phone.
You can hold your phone. Just swipe up. I want to show you something.
What? Tell me what it is.
I'm just going to show you a setting. Alex, don't be boring. Pass me the phone.
No.
Please pass me the phone. Just trust me, honey.
No.
I'm not going to do anything bad to your phone, I promise.
Why were you recording?
Just log on.
No,
just
why
log
were you
on.
Recording?
Please.
Why?
Can you just let me, just please, log on. Log on. Okay.
Hyphen. No, don't trust
me. I just deleted everything on your phone.
You're a No.
Do it.
Do what?
What I just did.
No, thanks.
Do it and see what happens.
Byron,
can't get it.
It's like what we live through, but on steroids. It's intense.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits. The Fox.
Fev, this is a show that would never prank anyone. It's just not the way our show works.
Oh, good. Hope you're not pranking me today. And hope that's not a setup.
No, you're definitely...
quickly say thank you, because, guys, you've dressed the studio's covered in balloons. You've got photos of me as a little girl around. You've given me this amazing platter.
I think the thank you should go out there.
That's what I meant, these guys.
Casey,
Ali, Leon, Shah, Mike, Tim Tams.
I don't think Mike had much to do with it.
Someone out there did a lot of work.
I'm trying to be inclusive.
Right.
Cupcakes, Jaffers, just all my favourite things.
We're going to be so sick today.
I'm going to get gestational diabetes for sure.
Okay.
I have had a massive crack. I'm trying to lose weight because I've got something coming up where I need to be skinny.
This has been a hard time. But you've made a wonderful birthday. And what a wonderful team.
Yeah. Now, look, you've got to hear now something that happened before the show started. And again, this isn't a show that pranks each other. You will be meeting Kobe Bryant later today, Fev. That is not a prank, nor is this birthday prank.
What do you mean?
Sorry. That's the wrong thing. It wasn't a prank this morning.
Yes. So I came in this morning and we'd already organised with Leon that I would... ring up you, Boxy, and say that I'm sick and I'm not coming in today.
Yeah,
and
Leon told me that when
I
called.
So I've parked my car away so you wouldn't see my car.
Mm.
I've snuck in early and I got into a little costume. Byron's usually the costume man, but I got in the costume today because last week we did something where you didn't have something as a child that you wanted.
I told
a story about how you wanted an elf doll and then you went to get the elf doll, but Alan said, ha-ha, you can't have it. Which I thought was very harsh.
You love Elf, the old retro Elf.
He was trying to teach me to save my own pocket money, but I never got an Elf doll and I really wanted one.
Last week, Byron, I sent a message out and I found an Elf costume online and I thought, I was surprised, Boxy, say I'm not here, but dress up as Elf.
And honestly, this was a nice gesture. It just didn't work out the way we hoped.
Can I just point out before you play it, Elf is not 6'4". Elf is about 1'2".
Okay, let's have a listen. This is all up on our Instagram,
terrifying.
By the way. Fifi Fair Byron on Instagram.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, look at all the balloons. Pink Fifi. Hey! Oh, that's
very
so
cute.
Sweet. Thanks, guys. I can't believe Fev's not here.
I
reckon one out, all out.
When I was out, you turned up.
Yeah, but I just think, I don't think I can do the show without him. Seriously.
Oh, whoa. I wasn't here last week.
I know, but
But what?
Tommy's my birthday. I can't have a hard show on my birthday.
So we've got some things in there for you.
I don't feel very well. Have some drink.
What do you got,
Liv? Yeah, it was just a
Liv
limit. Do that.
You're finished.
Have you got footage of what that looks like?
Happy birthday, John.
I'm quite surprised the baby didn't come out.
Just to put that in perspective, a couple of things. Like, I wanted an elf doll when I was about 12, like over 30 years ago. I haven't thought about elf since. You are giant and you're dressed up as a monster that just started walking towards me.
I mean, we didn't really think it through, did we?
No, like, it was really terrifying.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
The good bits.
The good bits.
101.9 The Fox.
Okay, Feb, something fun's happening. You know when you're heavily pregnant? No, you don't. Okay, at the moment, I'm not able to do much. I'm a bit immobile. I'm quite sick. Anyway, I've got a little game happening in my life that I'm loving right now.
Ooh.
I'm being a bit of a serial pest, but I don't care. So, and other people might be able to relate to this. I've got a phone. I'm being harassed by a no caller ID number.
Ooh.
Now, if you're listening, and that is you who just keeps ringing me, and it's like cat and mouse, what this person doesn't know is I will never answer that.
Oh, really?
I'll never answer it.
Why not?
Well, firstly, leave a message. Whoever.
You tell us it's your voicemails.
Oh,
they might have.
I eventually do. No, I don't listen to my voicemails. If I see a voicemail from Brendan Favola, I just call you back.
Yeah.
So I don't bother listening to it. But I've got a no caller ID. I reckon they're calling me every half hour, and I'm now doing the thing where sometimes I let a phone call ring out while I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Now I'm just the second it starts, I decline. So they know. But they're not leaving a message, and it just feels like this awesome game of cat and mouse where. Who's going to break? Because they will never break me.
They will never break me.
No, ever since we got mobile phones and caller ID, I will never answer a private number. Mm. Just never. Even my dad's on a private number.
Well, and probably Al.
No.
Yeah, your dad's trying to get in
he
touch
knows,
with you.
Oh, there they are. Oh, it's you, Leon. What? 100% that was somebody's just called me on the no caller ID.
No, no one's calling you now, I promise. Well, I can't speak for Fev.
And maybe it is someone I know who's harassing me.
They're calling you while we're on air about it.
Was it anyone out there?
And then if you answer it, because even though that would be good radio, there's no way you're going to answer it because then you've lost the game.
Yes, yeah. It is. I know. But there's. Oh, you answer it, Fev. It's ringing. Hang on.
You answer it then.
I'm not going to answer it. I never answer it. Byron, answer my phone.
Okay, put it hands free though. Yeah. Why isn't Fev answering?
Who is it? Just see who it is, quick.
Hang on. And we're going to put it on speaker.
Gotcha.
Fev.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits. 101.9 The Fox.
This is the moment. Matt Preston has been filling in for Fev this morning. Wow. We know there was the C-section scheduled for 8 this morning, Fifi. Fev and Alex. What a massive morning it's been.
We've been so excited. Melbourne has been going through this with him this morning, and we're joined by Papa Favola now.
Hey. Yeah. How are we? Oh, my God.
How are you?
Cute little thing.
What's happening?
Alex is still in there getting fixed up, and the baby's just gone past to go get weighed, and... She has a huge head of hair, Byron, to be wrapped. Mate, she's how much hair she's got. It's amazing. And she looks like me a bit. So I wish she had got Alex's jeans, but she's super cute.
Fev, I've just seen the photo you've just sent through. She is amazing, and she is just like you.
Yeah, I know. She's a little mini me, with little fat cheeks.
She's so cute.
She's gorgeous.
The most amazing.
She's so
good.
The
most amazing feeling of all time. Alex was amazing. She's incredible.
Aww. Congratulations,
just
mate.
The feeling you get is, oh, God.
We're so happy for you, Fev. And does this little angel have a little name yet?
She does.
Any chance you'll tell us?
Oh, maybe. Not. No, we're called Brenda Favola.
Ah, good gear.
No, that might be the name. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, just in case it's the name.
I knew you'd say that. That's what he wanted to tell you.
I mean, that's a beautiful name. Oh, I mean, yeah. Brenda. I love Brenda. Yeah,
that's an amazing reaction.
Brendan and Brenda Favola. Brenda.
That's lovely. And it's a lovely... It's a lovely bond between the daughter.
It's not a stitch up.
That's a horrible reaction. No, it's a beautiful news.
Thanks for that, Pete.
I'm sorry, Brendan. She's going rogue without you being here. I think that's a beautiful
name.
Man.
I'm sorry. Brenda Favola, no middle name.
And you're having that wonderful dad-daughter moment of bonding post-season, which is fantastic. And the picture, which is up online, is just beautiful.
It's just beautiful.
And you forget how big you are and how tiny babies are.
It's very true.
Oh, mate, so cute. Alex is amazing. Little trooper. And I can't wait for you all to meet her.
I know. We can't wait to meet her either. Okay. I love it. It's beautiful. Brenda's a beautiful name.
At first,
it's Brendan and Brenda. I love it. So she's named after you.
Yeah, well, if it had been a boy, it would have been called Brendan Jr.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that
lovely.
Brenda Favola.
This is a beautiful moment for Brenda Favola and for everyone involved. And, you know, what are you looking at that for?
Hey, see you guys. I've got to go change
okay,
the nappy for the
good
first
luck.
Time.
See you later, mate. There we go. It's 14 minutes to nine for Pop Fev back on hold. It's a beautiful, beautiful.
No, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love the name. Great. I love it. I don't necessarily believe him.
Okay, well, just
you can't. You've got to believe him until he laughs at you.
No, because my
you
whole
can't
life...
just go, that's a ridiculous name.
No,
which
I didn't
is what
say
you
that.
Said to him.
I said it's a great name, but I don't believe you've called her Brenda after you. I just, Matt, I've worked with this man for like 3 years. Every day is a stitch up. Everything is a prank or a joke.
Well, this might be the boy who cried wolf. And finally, he might actually be being serious.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits.
101.9.
The Fox.
The Fox.
We've been talking about the new Favola edition all morning. Yeah. Fev, little Brenda, who came into the world just 24 hours ago, she arrived.
Seen a photo. Good head of hair, too.
Great head of hair. Gorgeous, beautiful little baby. Oh, she's so cute. And we've tracked him down. We've got him. He's on the line. Are you there, Brendan?
Good morning, gang.
How are you, Fev?
Hey, Pete.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the kind message, too. Oh, geez, it's exciting. Oh, hey, how good sleep?
Oh, no. Yeah, have you had any?
Of course I did. I wasn't that much, but no, she was great. She slept for most of the night. She got a lot of sleep this morning, so but she was awake. She was asleep all day, and then I think the babies plan it for the parents, so they just sort of wake up around 12-ish and just think they want to be awake. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, just a baby thing. But, yeah, she's so beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
She's feeding well, and, she gets her first bark today, so I'm looking forward to that.
Great. Fantastic. Fev, have you been on the breast or the bottle?
I can lactate, Pete, so I'm going to have to try out.
Yeah, he does have a party trick, Pete. He actually does.
What about the head of hair she's got?
Yeah, I'm jealous, mate.
She's coming out like a rock star.
Looks so much like you, Fev. Is that? I wanted to ask you this privately. I'll ask you now publicly. Did Lenny or Lou look as much like you at birth?
They both did, but Lenny stayed with the genes,
and
Lulu went Alex's side. So we're praying that she does go to Alex's side, but she's
gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
Isn't it,
Alex can get a look in.
I believe it's a thing, like it's part of like evolution, that the baby supposedly, this is the theory, looks like the father for the first, is it 2 years or something? And then it starts looking, and the reason is because it's the idea is that so the father doesn't abandon them.
Amazing.
How weird is that? How is that as a concept?
That is so true, isn't it? Because they say that if it didn't look like them, they think the woman had cheated.
Even evolution reckons men are assholes.
Now, Fev...
If it didn't come out with black hair and no chin, I'd be a bit worried. But, yeah, I'm thinking pretty safe.
She's got your giant chin. She's got your beautiful giant chin.
Now, Fev, there's been a little bit of a debate about Brenda's name and whether or not you were joking yesterday.
The debate that you started, God.
No.
About Woman's Day, New Week. American New York Post in here. Oh my God, did you really name her Brenda? Well, yes.
I know. No. You know, and Fev, I love the name Brenda, and I can't wait to meet baby Brenda. I just thought it was...
Oh, you sounded like it.
My auntie was... my beloved auntie passed away earlier this year as a Brenda, and she'll be very touched
by
the name Brenda.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to say the name yesterday because I knew that you'd react the way that you did, Boxy. And... So about a month ago, I told just a couple of people in the studio that what the name was, and they said, Fee's not going to believe it. So we set up a few little hidden microphones. I think Byron's got the audio, just to see what the reaction was.
Because what are you doing?
That you were going to react this way.
Okay, so here's the audio that Fev has now got me to play. None of us know anything about this in this room.
Happening?
Okay.
Stitch up.
Here we go.
Surely he's joking.
Brenda's
joking.
He's joking.
That felt very uncomfortable.
Brenda.
There's no way that Alex is going to allow him to call him Brenda.
It's not happening.
Everyone's mortified.
He's got us all. If this is a joke, he's got us all.
We're running with it.
We can't do a phone at what a name is if it's Brenda.
What's the worst name your parents gave you? Is that
Michael, be Greg. How is that?
Brenda's not a name.
Brenda is a lovely female name, Brenda.
It's not even a name.
Brenda's a name.
Brenda's a real name.
He's joking.
Yeah, no.
It might be Brenda.
There was some emotional going on there. I don't know, is he a good actor?
when he was talking about Alex.
Fee's right. Given his history, this is a joke.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if this is the one time it's not a joke.
It is a joke.
We're getting comments. Welcome to the world, baby Brenda. Just earnest congratulations. It's the most liked thing we've ever posted. And just Brenda is absolutely beautiful.
I love that everyone's in a clap. It is not Brenda.
We feel absolutely betrayed. That was all being recorded without our knowledge.
Yeah, Leon.
Yeah, producer Leon, he's the best in the business.
Now, Fev, I will remind you that you have pranked me pretty much from the day we met. I'll never forget biting into what I believed was a Nutella donut and it was full of tuna.
One of my best.
And I, if in fact, it is Brenda. I love Brenda.
But this is our baby.
And it's a beautiful name. It is a beautiful name and I can't wait to meet baby Brenda.
Fev.
Yes, Pete.
If it's not Brenda, would you be prepared to, say, pay a certain amount of money, donate it to charity?
Would I do that?
Yeah. Like, obviously, it's Brenda because you're saying it's Brenda, but if it's not...
Yeah, I donate a lot to charity, Pete.
Of course you do.
That. Just name the charity.
Okay, so if it's not Brenda, you know, like 10 grand...
Mate, you worked in breakfast radio, mate. You know that's a fair stretch. 10 grand.
No, mate, it's not much of a stretch. No.
Imagine Byron having to fork out 10 grand.
Well, hang on. No, you're deflecting. You. You're deflecting. Back to Pete's question.
It would be you.
This feels like the 7:30 report now, and Fev's the Prime Minister and you're Lee Sales.
Would you donate $10,000 to a charity that, you know, we can come up with, I'm sure, if the name isn't Brenda?
Yeah, I can do that.
You're killing me. Okay.
So that's a commitment.
That's a commitment.
No, then based on that, I apologise for thinking you had stitched me up. Clearly,
well,
you
thanks,
didn't.
Me, and I've got a lot of links sent to me yesterday about stories saying it's a stitch up. I'm like, how can you stitch up your kid? Poor kid just were coming to the world.
No, but you know.
Literally 20 minutes before I. No, 10 minutes, and then I spoke to you guys.
No, you know what? And Fev, my other reason I cited this earlier was because you've always told me you don't like your name, Brendan. So I'm like, you wouldn't name your daughter after you because you don't like your name.
Yeah, but that's all a setup.
Oh, you were setting me up.
Yes.
To be in this position where I'm now really uncomfortable.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The good bits. The Fox.
Look, this is just a giant mess. I'll leave it to you, Fev.
I don't know. No, Fev.
Leave it to me. Oh, Byron went to the traffic again without us finishing because I wanted to say to Melbourne, thank you very much for everyone's messages and thank you, Fox, for the little message. They sent me a little Carlton kit for the little baby, so one of our only supporters. I'm glad that she's jumped on board.
The Brisbane one's in the mail as well.
the Brisbane one. They're like, thank God it wasn't a boy. And, hey, Fee, I got you. Her name's not Brenda.
You never got me. That's the point.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
How do you think she got her?
I got you, Fev.
You got me a beauty.
All time best.
All time.
Well done. You win.
Do we have a name, Fev?
The name, her name is Toby. T-O-B-I.
There we go.
There's another whole thing we'll talk about on tomorrow's show. Welcome to the world, Toby.
That's amazing, Toby Favola. That is so exciting, Fev.
No middle name. Little T-O-B-I.
Oh, beautiful Toby.
Little Toblerone.
So cute.
No, don't start bagging that name. This is the actual name.
That's a nickname for her.
Toby, beautiful Toby Favola.
Oh, I love it, Fev. I mean, I loved Brenda too.
Okay.
But Toby...
Oh, you did not.
See you, mate.
Bye.
The home of Peri Peri Chicken.